Butler, Highland, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. June 2, 1902. Dear Brother Highland Butler, I look upon you as one of my children in the Lord. Although for years my acquaintance with you has been limited, yet I have always had a deep interest in you. My mind has been drawn out in earnest prayer that you shall, by continual growth in grace, succeed in reaching that state of perfection that will enable God to say of you, "Ye are complete in Him who is the head of all principalities and powers." Colossians 2, verse 10. I have recently seen your father twice while I was at Nashville, and about 2 weeks ago when he made me a visit at my home. I am certain that he should have one of his children with him in the work to be carried forward at Nashville. There is a great work to be done in that city. Several lines of work have already been started there for the help of the colored people. Buildings have been purchased, and publishing work and sanitarium work have been set in operation. At this time, every city in the South that can be entered is to be worked. The people living in the southern states of America, both white and black, are to hear the testing message of truth for this time. Our people were directed to Nashville because it was a favorable place in which to make a beginning. Our workers will find it easier to labor in that city for the uplifting of the colored race than in many other cities of the South. Prejudice against the introduction of plans for the education of the colored people is not so pronounced in Nashville as it is in other places. It will be easier to proclaim the truth there than it would be in other places in the South. In and near Nashville, there are large educational institutions for the colored people. A good work has been done in these schools. To the teachers in these schools, the light of present truth is to be communicated in a wise, judicious manner. God has been opening the way for the establishment of interests that will prepare the way for the acceptance of truth by those now in darkness. The northern element must come in connection with the southern element. Had there been among Seventh-day Adventists the unity that God desires, the southern field would have been more fully worked. It is not the Lord's will that the work in the South shall be confined to the set, regular lines. It has been found impossible to work on these lines in the South and gain success. Camp meetings are to be held in the southern states. One should be held in Nashville or a few miles from the city. The people of the South must be warned. The judgments of God are about to fall upon the world. We have no time to lose. God sees the end from the beginning. He has given us an expression of His love for the world, an amazing manifestation that can never be computed. He is constrained, by His love and His goodness, to delight in the well-doing and the happiness of the beings formed in His image. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. He gave His Son as the propitiation for the sins of a guilty world. This, then, is the message that we have heard of Him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 5-9. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalm 19, verse 7. This is the message that is to be borne throughout the southern states. What a work there is before us! The Lord desires the desert places of the South, where the outlook appears so forbidding, to become as the garden of God. I thank the Lord that your father has again taken his place in the work. He is desirous that you shall unite with him in this work. He needs and greatly desires your help. You can bring him great help and courage. I plead with you to take up this work. Bring your family to the South. Settle them in a pleasant place, and then unite with your father. I believe this to be your duty. Your father needs your help. Will you give it to him? I am confident that your abilities and your assistance are needed in the carrying forward of the work in the southern field. I hope and pray that the Lord will give you a clear understanding of your duty. I wish you could see how heartily and warmly and joyfully your father is received by his brethren. The Lord has gone before him. I was indeed glad to welcome him among us once more, and to sanction his labors.
May the Lord bless you and your wife and children, is my prayer.